Blog Talk Radio.
And love will shine.
You know, it don't make no difference whether you're young or old. It's so unfair. Unless somebody really believes, I mean, they have somebody there to care. I'm talking about through the hard times and the bad times.
Sharing your dreams, your thoughts, your heart, your mind.
Somebody do give a damn. Let's start the show off. Rest in peace, Hadiah Pendleton. We're going to dedicate the first part of our show to you. Start it off, Ebony.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see? So gallantly, yeah.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till I did heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, let us sing, let our rejoices rise high. Loud as the orgia.
Everybody, you see, I have some of the wisest listeners. You know, I appreciate my listeners out there. even the ones that contributes to my show on a daily basis or a non-daily basis by calling in. I'd like to thank Ron Carter for passing the word that my show is kind of hot, because I heard his boy Bobby Rush on the air. It's good to get him out there. Again, thank you, Ms. Perdue, for all that you do. Because you had mentioned something yesterday, Ms. Perdue, and I'm going to touch on it today because it happened yesterday. When you said about the children being lost lives here in Chicago, here it is, January 30th. We got 44 deaths here in the city of Chicago in the new year. Now, sometimes I ain't gonna front when we said it is somewhat desensitized because, you know, you grew up in it, it's like whatever, the bad guys shooting the bad guys or the gangbangers shooting the gangbangers. But when innocent bystanders or victims get shot, it kind of gives you pause and makes you just, it holds you back and makes you think for a second. And there was a young lady by the name of Hadia Pendleton. I'm quite sure y'all heard about it so far. I'm going to do a little news soliloquy on it, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more because it's upsetting me. Here's a young lady who got shot in the back a couple of blocks from her high school getting out of the rain. And she died. Now, she was in King's marching band, as and King had has a good marching band. And they performed for the president just a couple of last week, which was one of the proudest day ever moments. And now she is gone. So let me, in the memory of her, there's an $11,000 reward. I think we should up that, you know, because a coward that popped that, you know. Hey, homie. You know, it ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. I've got about 3-4 news episodes I'm going to play. They're all from the same source. So when it comes on, there's going to be some commercial breaks in between them, and we're just going to do all of that. Okay, 347-838-9825. Call in. You got it?
Just 15 years old, the girl had recently returned home from performing at the inauguration ceremonies in Washington. Well, tonight, her father is asking for your help to find the killer. ABC 7's Karen Jordan is live at the scene of that shooting on South Oakenwald. Karen?
Well, Alan, Chicago police say Hadia Pendleton and her friends were good kids who came under fire, apparently because they were hanging out at this park, which is becoming part of a gang turf. And there's now a reward of $11,000 for information leading to the arrest of her killer. A day after Hadia Pendleton was killed, grief-stricken family members and angered community activists returned to the scene of the shooting in Harsh Park. That's where a gunman opened fire as Pendleton and a group of her friends were seeking shelter from the rain. Her father spoke directly to the gunman as her 10-year-old younger brother shed tears.
Just look at yourself. Look at yourself and just know that you took a bright person, an innocent person, a non-violent person.
Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy tried to console Pendleton's family and called for the community to help in bringing the killer to justice.
We're here today to stand with the community, to ask anybody in the community with information about this incident to please come forward. We cannot let the offender get away with this senseless tragedy.
Classmates of the King College Prep sophomore are remembering her as a smart, vivacious young lady.
She was a sweetheart. She touched so many of us.
Pendleton was on the volleyball team and was a majorette with the school band. Her teammates and bandmates released balloons in her honor. Pendleton performed last week in Washington, D.C. during inauguration festivities for President Obama. Here at home, more outrage over her death, with Mayor Rahm Emanuel fighting back emotion.
But nothing pains you more than calling a fellow parent, trying to comfort them.
Another teenage boy who's in the group was shot in the leg. He is recovering from his injuries. There's actually an effort right now to petition President Obama to attend Hadiya Pendleton's funeral. 100 signatures are needed by March 1st in order for the White House to respond to this petition. Right now there are 77 signatures. Reporting live in Bronzeville, Karen Jordan, ABC 7 News. Back to you in the studio.
Okay, Karen, thanks.
Okay, Ev, if you can, go to the next one. Run them all through back to back. Commercials and all.
The latest developments in the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. She was shot while with a group of friends in the 4500 block of South Oakenwald. ABC 7's Jessica D'Onofrio is live where the teenager attended school. Jessica?
Jose, 15-year-old Hadiya Pendleton went here to King College Prep. Police say she was not in a gang and she was not the intended target of the shooting yesterday. Meanwhile, her family and her classmates are left to mourn her death this morning. Now, police say Pendleton died after she was shot in the back while hanging out with a group of teens in Vivian Gordon Harsh Park at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Pendleton was taking shelter from the rain under a canopy when an unidentified man jumped a fence, ran towards the group, opened fire, then got into a car that sped away, according to authorities. A teenage boy was also shot in the leg during the shooting, which happened near King College Prep in the 4500 block of Oakenwald Avenue. Pendleton reportedly performed in President Barack Obama's inaugural event with the school band last week.
It looked like there were some innocent kids. To the best of my knowledge, there were innocent kids just in the park, and somebody comes up and does something like this, and it doesn't make any sense.
So far this year, there have been 42 homicides in Chicago, making it the bloodiest January since 2002. At a news conference at police headquarters on Tuesday, Chicago's top cop, Gary McCarthy, spoke about the violence in the city and more specifically the rising murder count. McCarthy had just returned from a meeting in Washington with the president and says gun laws need to be examined to help curb the violence.
There seems to be a consensus now among law enforcement. And as there's a consensus, popular consensus among Americans, that the reasonability of the gun laws has to be examined.
In relation to the Pendleton case, police do not have the shooter in custody at this point. Live on the South Side, Jessica D'Onofrio, ABC 7 News. Back to you. Okay, Jessica, thank you. Police developments tonight in a deadly shooting near King College Prep. The victim, a 15-year-old student. The shooting happened in a park in the 4500 block of South Oakenwald. And tonight, police are looking for the killer. ABC 7's John Garcia tonight live with more on the investigation. John.
Kathy, a witness tells me the group of teens, about 12 of them, were under this canopy to avoid the rain. The 15-year-old victim, Hadiya Pendleton, was in this corner under this canopy. The shooter, the gunman, was about 20 yards away outside a fence, fired 6 shots. Police tell us that Hadiya Pendleton was not the intended target.
We do understand that there were a couple of fights up there. Some altercations started, and you had some innocent people get shot.
Residents say it is a quiet, secluded block, usually immune from gun violence and other problems that plague other parts of the city, but not this afternoon. According to police, a group of almost a dozen teens was under a canopy in the park to avoid the rain. Another teen jumped the fence, approached the group, and opened fire, hitting 15-year-old Hadiya Pendleton in the back. She was pronounced dead later at Comer Children's Hospital. Pendleton was a student at King College Prep and had reportedly performed with the school's band at President Obama's inauguration earlier this month. Police say another bullet hit a teenage boy in the leg. They say the gunman then got into a car and drove off.
It looked like there were some innocent kids. To the best of my knowledge, there were innocent kids just in the park, and somebody comes up and does something like this, and it doesn't make any sense.
Andrew Holmes says Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward for an arrest and prosecution in the case. Police tell us at this point no one is in custody. Live on the South Side, John Garcia, ABC 7 News. Ron Beck.
We have an update now on a breaking story we first told you about on the news at 4:30, a shooting on Chicago's South Side, and now one of the young victims has died. It happened just after 2 this afternoon in the 4500 block of South Oakenwald, that's near the lakefront in the North Kenwood neighborhood. A 15-year-old girl was shot in the chest. She died later. A 17-year-old boy was shot in the leg. At this point, no word on a motive
or if anyone is in custody.
Quite a wild.
Yeah, it even made the White House. I was trying to find a clip where Jay Carney, the White House chief of staff, he said the president was felt sorrow for the situation. And it's an outrage. I'm not fronting. I know everybody here in the Chicago area is upset at that, especially over there on the south side. Now, my father grew up in that 45th and Oklahoma area. Jimmy's mother, my eldest son's mother, when she was pregnant, they stayed in a little area. It's a very quiet, secluded area. Like he said, it is immune for violence. It's off in the cut, not too far from the lake. A small black community. And that someone would just hop a fence. And those kids go to King, they're not looking like they're ragtag or bummed out, you know what I'm saying? Or pants hanging down or saggy like that. No, they're some clean-cut children. Now, I feel sorry. My heart truly goes out for the parents. You know, because I only can imagine that you send your daughter just get back from D.C. You're bragging on how your baby just performed in front of the president of the United States. People don't get too much, you know, in Chicago, they don't get out a lot, you know, when you're from the ghetto, when you're from the hood. And when you're on those things like volleyball, sports, music, even dancing, you're going to find your way to get out the hood. Now, here it is on a rainy day. They just want to seek shelter out of the rain. Finish their finals. You know, wait for the rain to get on there, probably before they go catch the bus, what have you. The fact that she's not here is very sad. Rest in peace, Miss Pendleton, and we're going to try to solve your death. Your death will not go in vain. They ain't talking about no Chicago gun legislation law, neither. You know what I'm talking about? That guy should be rallied up. We should take this from then off. Children of the ghetto, keep your head to the sky. And we're going to find out who did this to you, Miss Pendleton. They ain't going to get away with this. So I'm urging whoever close to that boy, turn that boy in. Who roll with that boy, turn your boy in. The gang that that boy ride in, turn your boy in. Be back in a minute, everybody.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Mississippi.
special day. One you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour. Candy and perfume, I'm gonna shower you. Precious baby, birthday baby, tonight. Oh, today is your birthday. I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day. One you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour. With candy and perfume, I'm gonna shower you. Pretty baby, birthday baby, tonight.
Birthday going out there to you all. Another shout out to my daughter who should be finishing her project, listening to the show right now. It's time to pack it up. We got a nice little Indian project. It's going to be off the chalk. You know, got a little Chalk Talks Indian from Mississippi, land some stuff down Corn River. It's kind of funky. All right, ladies. Good night. Good night, Dorothy. Let me get into some news in the 2nd Congressional District, because since I'm setting the trends, thank you, Ron Carter, and everybody listening to my show, you know, I'm quite sure they want to see if I'm going to get some Jesse bashing. So let me go on and get some Jesse bashing in. Well, not bashing in, but some news about what's going on in the 2nd Congressional District. We got people dropping in, we got people dropping out, and we got endorsements coming in, we got endorsements going out. Let's find out what's happening. Before Sunday, 3925.
Very busy day in the crowded race to replace Jesse Jackson Jr. in the 2nd Congressional District race. One candidate has dropped out. There's also racial politics, and then another candidate is now being targeted in a very aggressive TV ad campaign. ABC 7's Charles Thomas is here to sort all this out for us.
Linda Allen, let's begin with the racial politics. African-American congressmen have represented the 2nd District since 1981. This year, that could change if a plurality of voters in the majority black district cannot agree on a favorite.
I don't have enough words to say thank you all the things that I was giving my whole heart and soul.
In announcing their support for Senator Hutchinson, the two dozen or so African-American ministers prayed that other black candidates, including Robin Kelly, Alderman Anthony Beal, and State Senator Napoleon Harris, would remove their names from the ballot.
We need to make sure that everybody understands a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Hours later, Senator Harris dropped his candidacy but announced his support not for colleague Hutchinson, but for Kelly.
I've decided to lead by example and do what's best for the citizens of the 2nd Congressional District.
Political science professor Robert Starks fears African-American candidates might lose the 2nd District seat.
I think it would be years and years and years before you could get that seat back for an African-American.
Frontrunner Debbie Halverson, the only white Democratic primary candidate who might benefit from a divided black vote, said she was disappointed that racial politics were part of the campaign.
I'm very frustrated by that. It just bothers me more and more every day.
Watch out for Debbie Halverson.
Meanwhile, this TV ad sponsored by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Political Action Committee criticizes Halverson's A rating from the National Rifle Association. While she still opposes an assault weapons ban, Halverson says her position on gun control is, quote, evolving from what it used to be.
And I look forward to getting back to Congress and being probably the only one in this race who can sit down and talk to both sides.
With Senator Harris's departure from the Democratic primary campaign, it leaves 16 names on the party's February 26th ballot. Linda Allen, there are five candidates on the Republican primary ballot.
Still a very crowded race.
Very crowded.
All right, Charles. Still ahead here on ABC 7 News. Please
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Okay, let me go on ahead and come off the thing. Representative Al C. Hastings accused Obama of ignoring minority cabinets for candidates for cabinet. Florida Congressman Al C. Hastings lashed out at Obama administration during recent appearances at the National Papers Public Association NNPA convention. The 76-year-old lawmaker has joined a growing chorus of pundits, activists, and politicians who have been critical of the White House for its lack of minority second-term cabinet appointments. Obama picked for Treasury, Defense, and Secretary of State has all been white males. The Black Caucus of Congress have sent 61 names to the White House. Hastings said, according to the Sacramento Observer, Times, went by, not one of the 61 was selected, not one. Hastings also claimed that Obama's campaign only Berjigley invested in advertisement in the black publications during the 2012 election cycle. If I was president of the United States, there's nowhere in hell that I would raise $1 billion, with a B, dollars, and don't spend but $1 million with people who probably had as much to do with my becoming president as anybody. Hastings made history in 93 when he became the first African-American elected to Congress from Florida. In 93. Well, check that out. Now, what do y'all think about that? Well, here go Donna Holmes. How do you know those names submitted by the CBC were codified? You know, that's somebody else. Here we go, William Johnson. We do get the president to pass. I can accept that if he's saying that if he's president, all Americans was consistent, but he seems to be falling all over himself to promote everything else, gay, keeping blacks at a distance. That's William Johnson. I ain't going to read no more everybody's been posting on my page, so I put that up there. But what you all feel about that? We got, let me go to another one and see what another one says also. How do y'all feel about that? Do you feel that he's ignoring the Chicago Black Caucus? Now, they sent 61 names to them, and not one of them got nominated or picked up. That says a lot. That just says a lot. Now, from the EUR web.com. Now, Democrat Florida Representative Al Hastings has joined a growing chorus of voices criticizing President Obama's lack of outreach to the black community. Hastings, 76, says Obama consistently disrespects the black caucus, the black press, and graduates of historical black colleges, key groups that were critical to his reelection in November. Speaking Friday at the Midwinter Convention, the National Newspaper Association, Hastings, a former judge, federal judge, said the Congressional Black Caucus carefully vetted candidates they felt would be ideal for the second term of Obama administration, which has come under criticism for being dominated white males. The Black Caucus of Congress sent 61 names to the White House, Hastings recounted. Time went by. Not one 61 was selected. Not one. In a speech that had a rich blend of seriousness, humor, expletives, Hastings said during the campaign, the Congressional Black Caucus pressed the Obama campaign about them advertising with black newspapers in particular. He said a top campaign official said Obama initially planned to spend only $650,000 on black newspaper, a figure that raised under pressure to $1 million, which meant that $999 million went to others. If I was president, he said, you know, there is nowhere in hell that I would raise $1 billion and don't spend $1 million with people who probably have much to do with me being president as anybody. Again, it goes on to say that. Now, that's Al Hastings. How do y'all feel about that? You know, how y'all feel about that? Come back and let me know, 347-838-9825, Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. Be back in 2 minutes.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, president and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Shore and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. Also elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year. And before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Cordelia Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark part they want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrine Brown and Carrie Lee, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clinton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. Women in Congress, stand up, because we salute you. But for the first time, everybody, in American history, we got two black senators. That's right, two black senators. Shouts out to Deval Patrick for keeping it real. You kept it real. You could have went out there and said, I ain't going to do no black appointment. But Deval Patrick, you might just became the next black president of the United States with a move like this. Governor Deval Patrick will appoint Mo Cowan to fill the Senate seat vacated by Secretary of State John Kerry. With a news broke of the self-involved, Washington asked the same thing. It is quicker to Google Mo Cowan on my phone than on my laptop. It's quicker on the phone, Cowan, an attorney for Governor Patrick's chief of staff, for the most of his current second term. Like Patrick, he's African-American. Thus, for the first time ever, the Senate will include more than one black member at the same time. Cowan in South Carolina's Tim Scott. I thought the Reconstruction era produced multiple black senators, and it did, but they served a few years apart. And since senators appointed by legislators since 1914, that means only three of eight black senators were elected. You know who they were. That was my man, Ed Brooks, Cal Mosley Brown, and Barack Obama. That could change. Scott, pretty sound vet for re-election 2014. And Cory Booker keep ignoring the shades thrown his way for running for Senate against Frank Ludenberg. But for now, he has made history of sort. Cal is the first black senator appointed by a black governor. That's what I'm talking about. I can't complain. We did it. I can't complain. Celebrate. Now let's see if we can get some issues. If we can get some issues on the table. I know Tim Scott is going through some problems. About to have someone run against them in the Republican Party, and Mo Cowan's election is in June, and let's see how fast will people in Massachusetts grab onto him and the Democratic Party. Let me give another little sample of how we're going to be doing our Black History Month. Let me go down with the first elected by majority vote in the Senate, Ed Brooks, on why he
went to the GOP. Don't forget, he also was a Massachusetts Attorney General. Shout out to you, Deval Patrick. Keep it real. Keep it real.
The Republican, first of all, was because in 1950, I won the Republican nomination. I did not win the Democratic nomination. In 1952, I won the Republican nomination, not the Democratic nomination. And I felt out of loyalty to the party and won. But even more importantly, in Massachusetts, it was the Republican Party that had desegregated the National Guard. It was the party, I believe, much more progressive than was the Democratic Party. It was a party later on that the Democrats were supporting McCarthyism, for example. I was against McCarthyism. And the Republican Massachusetts Party were against McCarthyism. It was sort of a moderate wing of the Republican Party, and I think Republicans in Massachusetts are more moderate than conservative. Now, Barry Goldwater and along the line, a lot of that changed. The organization of conservatives took over more. But if I'm anything, I'm a moderate to liberal Republican. On social issues, I have to admit that I'm a liberal. There's no question in my mind about that. And I never deceived anybody about it. No one expected me not to be pro-civil rights or pro-women's rights or pro-civil liberties. And if they expected it, then they were sadly, grossly misreading me. I've never been anything but that. On other issues, on some economic issues and some things, I've always believed that man or woman should do for themselves what the government and the government should do only those things which man and woman can't do for themselves. And that was not a Goldwater statement. That was an Abraham Lincoln statement. But I believe that the party should have a heart as well as a head and recognize the fact that there are things that people can't do for themselves, and therefore government must do it for them. But I don't like huge governments. I have a conservative bent in that regard. I don't like huge government, huge bureaucracy. I believe in problem solving, and that's what I wanted to be, a problem solver.
I'm sure that
not bound by ideological, philosophical, or party constraints.
I'm sure that since most black politicians were Democrats.
Yes.
That there was a fair amount of pressure put on you about being a Republican and why, and switching over and isolating yourself from the other black politicians. Was there, and how did you handle that?
Well, I've never isolated myself from black politicians. I am a Republican. I was elected as a Republican. I believe that most blacks are Democrats because they represent districts that, I'm talking about the Congress now, they represent mostly predominantly black districts. I mean, Adam Clayton Powell, the Abyssinian Church, the New York constituency, black constituency. And I can go on one right after another. When I went to Washington finally, as the only black in the Senate, and I guess the first one to ever been elected by popular vote, because the two senators who served from Mississippi in Reconstruction days were sent there by state legislature. It wasn't until the 13th Amendment was passed that senators were elected by popular vote. So the carpetbaggers put them in at that time, taking nothing away from them. One of them did serve a term. The other one, I think, only served a matter of months in the Senate. So when I went there, I used to joke that I could have my own caucus in the telephone booth because there was nobody there but me. Most of the congressmen who were there at the time were Democrats, and we're constantly, of course, fighting the Republican administrations and whatnot. It was uncomfortable for them as well as it was for me. And then I wasn't in the House. I was not a part of it. I was in another, I was in the Congress, but not in the House. I was in the Senate. And there was no other reason than that for not being a member of the Black Caucus. I don't remember ever being officially invited to join the Black Caucus, number one. But I would have had to give some thought about it because it was a democratic organization, pure politics. Forget the race, the racial issue. You're talking pure politics now. First of all, a work ethic. I'm a strong believer in the work ethic. I like to tell them what a teacher told me, that there are no shortcuts to glory. And when I use glory, I don't mean the frills and the ruffles. There's no shortcut to success, whatever that success may be. I'd like to reiterate what I was taught in early on. And I got that not just from my mother, but my grandmother, who used to say, remember your place now. And that disturbed me. And I knew what she was saying and why she was saying it. She was saying it to protect me also. And that's why I said, particularly the young black children, your place is anywhere you want it to be. It's left up to you. You make that decision. To young politicians, I want to make a plea for elective office. Seek power. There's nothing wrong with power if it's used wisely and used rightly. Power is essential. Power is what gets things going. And it can be used for good as well as for evil. Some people think of power, the powerful person as being evil. I think of the powerful person as being good.
Made for all men.
Now, I had a lot of requests for some more Ohio players, but my time is short, everybody. And every Ohio player cut is like 8 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? How long you thought that was? Lord have mercy. Okay. We're going to be on Saturday. Tune in for Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Dorothy Tillman. We got a lot of response to Rick Ross, and I don't know if I'm going to be doing any Rick Ross tomorrow, but I can find some if any more news breaks break about the situation. For those who didn't know what the Rick Ross thing was, let me play a little sample of it.
And we ain't coming to you on no rah-rah, G. We coming to you as a man, William. Point blank, period. As a man, you're supposed to honor your obligations. And therefore, you gon' do so. Until you do, you gon' have to deal with the mob.
Default!
Know what you did. Know what you said. You hollering about you. Thank you, Larry Hoover. Nigga, you ain't Larry Hoover. You ain't fucking with us. You fucking with us, you'll be fucking with us, nigga.
Right.
Everybody need to understand, gangsters move in silence. Gangsters move in silence.
And we're following a news alert right now out of Fort Lauderdale. A car going into a building. Adriana Hopkins is live in Fort Lauderdale with more. Adriana?
We're live here at Southeast 4th Street and 15th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, as you mentioned. I want to show you again that Rolls Royce that crashed into this building. We're being told by people here on the scene, specifically the manager of the Floridian restaurant, a popular restaurant here in Fort Lauderdale, that a famous rapper was riding in that car when someone opened fire shooting at that car crashing into that building. Police cleaning up the shell casing markings that were here just a few moments ago. This is still under investigation. We're told that famous rapper still in that restaurant this morning talking to police. Police still here on the scene investigating exactly who fired these shots and where that person is now. Of course, once we get any more information about this and what happened, we'll pass it along to you. But for now, reporting live here in Fort Lauderdale, Adriana Hopkins, 7 News.
And in situations like that, I just remember some old school Dade County gangster told me a long time ago that any dude could stand in the crowd with 30, 40 dudes and everybody real, everybody trill, everybody about that life, everybody gangster. You understand? But when the choppers come out, everybody fold. But more importantly, anybody that understand anything about GDs, because this is what they're supposed to be about. Anybody that understand anything about GDs, it's all about growth and development. Mm-hmm. Anybody that know anything about the old man, Mr. Hoover, that's why I put him in my song, because I respect his scriptures, his philosophies. Mm-hmm. It's all about support. It's all about coming up. It's just not about somebody who, you know, one sucker or somebody that got a personal vendetta, and that's something that we're going to address, you understand? But mm-hmm. other than that, that's not the case. I was just in Chicago a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. That's the birthplace of the GDs. And if I go to Chicago to handle my business like I did, I have no problem going to North Carolina or
right.
South Carolina, where
right.
the ladies are brown skin, brown eyes, they got nice curls, and they make the best apple pie. So don't ever get it twisted.
Okay.
Ricky Rose is a boss.
Yeah, like I said, man, this ain't got nothing to do with the chief. This ain't got nothing to do with Lil Larry. This is Brother of the Struggle, boss. You see it?
This spreading Rick Ross, the whole Maybach music, is fuck you. Real talk.
The whole public service announcement is about this. Look, first of all, let me get straight. Larry Hoover don't have nothing to do with this.
Can't say that, nigga.
Coming to you as a man, William. Point blank period. As a man, you're supposed to honor your obligations. And therefore, you gon' do so. Until you do, you gon' have to deal with the mob.
City folks!
City folks!
City folks!
Pop.
Know what you did. Know what you said. You holler at you. Thank you, Larry Hoover. Nigga, you ain't Larry Hoover. You ain't fucking with us. You fucking with us, you'll be fucking with us, nigga.
Right.
D-side, punk.
D-side, punk.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Well, that was the weekend review. We lost Sugarfoot. We lost Miss Pendleton. Beyonce got busted lip syncing. We got two Black senators. Al Hastings trips on Obama. We got Fives and Timbuktu. We got the South Street Journal making a comeback. We're going to have Claude Anderson on Saturday for those who like to listen to a Coffee Chain Conversation with Dorothy. Don't hang up next time, Pianki. Just listen on. If you want to talk Saturday, just listen in. The chat room loves your commentating, Pianki. So if you're out there Saturday, go on and time in on our chat room. Saturday morning, that's 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, New Music Thursday. We're going to have a new song on the Top 10, Codeine, Welcome to Men with We Go Kong. And you know, we got the number, well, I don't know if it's number one. We got our Royal Army battle. We're going to see who's going to settle out. But from now on, for the time being, the last week's number one song was this one right here.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good luck. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. Can't be serious. Chuck D, gotta say it like it really is. Fuckin' stuff with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even every cranny and niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife. Scientists wanna clone me like Dale. Politics run DC, compadre is a dick. some plagiarism. You trying to be us?
Charlie Dynamite on the lyrics. Let's see if he's still going to be number one tomorrow. It's a Royal Army battle. JP is doing his thing, moving up. Shouts out to everybody out there in Las Vegas. We're going to have the Troopers Large. I don't know if it's going to be a reunion tour. We got one cut from Fly, FU on it, that's rocking hard, and another cut from Swift. And we just got a cut from the Dawn of the Dead. He's going to be coming live with us tomorrow, hosting the show with me. Tune in for that. A lot of y'all love the show that we did yesterday, and I appreciate it because I appreciate South Street Journal. I like y'all coming back, being on the spot. I did say 44 people were shot in Chicago. It's 42. That's a correction. And it was 62 appointments that the Black Caucus sent up there, and Hastings said he did vet them. They didn't get looked at nor considered. Now just take that in consideration, okay? And out of $1 billion being raised, he only gave $1 million. And that's before it was heard that he's only going to give $695,000. So, just throwing it out there. Next week is also Black History Week. And we're going to be doing a lot of historical playing tapes and music from historical black figures in black history, politics. We're going to go politics, science, literature, and leaders. Some we have heard of. Some we have not heard of. Of course, we're going to do Frederick Douglass. Of course, we're going to do King. We're also going to do Medgar Evers. Also going to do Kyle G. Woodson. We're also going to do Ed Brooks. I might even throw Kara Mosby Braun. Why not? First black woman senator. Things like that should be recognized. You know. And stuff. And for all our accomplishments that we have made in history. And so, bear with me. Don't think it's one of them boring shows. The only thing I might tweak might be the Lift Every Voice and Sing and the Star Spangled Banner. Just for this moment, I'm going to go ahead and probably bring out Aretha Franklin with the Lift Every Voice and Sing, and I'll try to find a different. I might play everybody's favorite lip sync artist for that time being. Get your votes in early. Vote often and early. We're going to have a great show. Like I said, Dawn of the Dead is Dawn of the Dead is going to be tuning in. Now he just texted me, and yeah, I did say 42 people's correction. You know what? It's funny. It's not like you got to be in the shot to understand the shot. You know. John Miss got a cut that's rocking up, that Shamtron. Check that out, everybody. And Oh, that was Charlie Dynamite. Who wanna know who Charlie was? That was Charlie Dynamite just played. And he's the number one artist that was playing. And again, we got Papa Child Paul got a new cut. We're going to play that cut with Papa Child Paul for all you Jay Sean listeners. We got some new Jay Sean with Papa Child Paul. That's going to get some run. Jay Sean, send me your music again. Come on. What's going on down there in the South Gulfport area? You know, we're going to also be playing some more Paradise City for Miami. Their fans are up, and they've been calling and launching stuff like that, and they've been going on. Like I said, we two cuts dropped off. We got a brand-new probably bottom half of the top 10, and I thank y'all for always calling in on those votes. And no, we're not stacking the deck with Papa Child Paul. Y'all got to admit his music is funky. He do got a fan base, and they do call in regularly, you know. And so do Jay Sean, because they flood my spot. It's not me, people. Jay Sean got to let me know what to release out. You know, I got so much Jay Sean. I don't want to, you know, I don't do Jay Sean like I do everybody else. You know, I don't do Jay Sean like I do everybody else. You know, I do every, you know. Jay Sean got tons. Everybody else, I would just play their stuff. Like Jump in the Water. Let me see how raw you are. I know what Jay Sean music is. I know his caliber when he get this level, that level, this level, that level. I got so much Jay Sean, but I don't know. Should I play the Jay Sean Christmas album? You know what I'm saying? The Jay Sean Hanging Around album. That's not a Jay Sean. What's up? Shouts out to Box Chevy. Also, we're going to get some new Box Chevy in also. People want to hear some of that. Let's see. Nah, Ev, I don't want to play no more music. What we're going to do is we're going to fade out. Let's fade out with Eric Roberts. Couldn't hear me over the music. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Miss Pendleton. We hope we get your killer. You know, we hope the killer is got. You know, I'm going to see what happens in the next 7 days. Because it does not make no sense that someone can be struck down and they prime. And they prime. You know, where can your children go play? Where can we go play at? This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Thank you for listening. Again, like I always say, good night. May your God be with you. May our prayers be with the Hadia. Pendleton's family, and may that killer be caught, and the reasons why understood. Not just catch him. Let's see, why did he want to feel like shooting those people? Let's find the mindset. Let's study the mindset. Shout out to Bobby Rush. Thank you for listening, Bobby Rush. I appreciate it. And also WVON listeners who called the radio station to talk about the Mali and the Timbuktu situation. Appreciate y'all checking us out. Thank you, Sonya Perdue, for passing me on and telling a friend. I still need some new commercials. Ron Carter, let's get a day next week, man, and just chop it up about Chicago politics, you know. You know, I do worldwide, international events, but, you know, let's bring Chicago politics to a worldwide level. Good night, everybody, and may your God be with you. And sometimes you got to be quiet. Sometimes you got to listen to people, because sometimes we really can't hear them over the music.
Yeah, this was crazy, man. Like my life story right here.
Go on.
in the studio. Some nights she slept alone. She get mad filled with jealousy, cause making love to these phones. Oh, now when I do shows, it seems she gets steamed. Just if I had flames with those girls at three.
Good night, and may your God be with you always.